Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Yeah, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today. Let's try to get this one up to 650 likes, friendos. Larson.
Sounds good.
What's in the news?
What's in the news? Charlotte, you might have seen the last of her in a wrestling ring until next year, potentially. So following her loss to Asuka and the subsequent attack at the hands of Nia Jax. Of course, there's the attack at the hands of Nia Jax before her match with Asuka as well. It looks like Charlotte is going to be out of action for a while. WWE issued a kayfabe injury update saying that Charlotte is being evaluated for a, quote, potential collarbone fracture. And while that injury is fake, it seems like Charlotte will be, in fact, taking a break from WWE. But there are some conflicting reports as to why and for how long. Wrestling Observer's Dave Meltzer first reported the news of Charlotte's hiatus, reporting that she was written off so she can undergo surgery. PW Insider also reported that Charlotte is slated to undergo a procedure. They state it's, quote, a planned elective surgery during this time, and she is not injured or sick and expects her to return to action in 6 weeks. However, Alex McCarthy of TalkSport is reporting that, quote, sources have told TalkSport that Flair will be taking an extended break from WWE. The 34-year-old has been a constant on the show for years now, and she's going to be taking some personal time and having some surgery. The idea is that she will return around Royal Rumble season next year. But if a good story pops up before then, around Survivor Series, she will be open to return later this year, with their source adding that, quote, there's a 0% chance Charlotte returns for SummerSlam. So 6 weeks would be early August.
Yeah. Number one, this should give us an idea as to who's got the best sources, because one of several things is going to happen, and these guys all sort of cover all the ground in their own various ways. And so I like the phrase here from Alex McCarthy. She's going to be taking some personal time, having some surgery. I'm going to have some surgery, maybe a ham sandwich too. But this also, dude, okay, hold on a second though. Triple H, moments ago, or rather in the press conference call,
it was a matter of like a week or two. Yeah, saying like this would all make sense in a matter of months, 3 or 4 months' time is what he said, right? As far as why Charlotte didn't take the pin the last takeover.
Well, okay, so in the game's defense, he did say the finish of the match, which, yes, sense, was EO pinning Rhea as Charlotte, yes, had Rhea in the figure eight, yes, or four or whatever.
Yes.
So
makes sense. Yes,
maybe he means that's focusing more on Io Rhea.
Entirely possible. Entirely
that could
possible
be the thing. Maybe he wasn't even thinking Charlotte at that point. Yeah. So that's possible. But yeah. I mean, look, she's been a workhorse. She's been the self-proclaimed, but
hardest
I think
working woman, yeah, in pro wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's been on all the brands. They have been working her quite a bit. So good for her. Take some time off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll see what that. I'm kind of surprised that, like, you know, I mean, obviously she's romantically linked to Andrade.
They got engaged, right?
Really? Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. I think I remember Ric Flair saying something like, and then some stuff. So yeah, maybe I never hear like him being referred to as her fiance or vice versa. But I mean, I don't know when I would.
Yeah, apparently they are engaged. Yes.
Cool. Awesome. I wonder if he's going to be taking some time off too, but apparently he's going off the tag title. So I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Anyways. So that's cool. Good for her. She deserves it. Go take some time to yourself and come back stronger or something like that. Okay. Anyways. Next. This is sort of non-news, man, because
There's some other people maybe taking some, unfortunately, be taking some time off.
Yeah, I'll take this one, man. Backstage, WWE Backstage, rest in peace. It's been canceled. John Aurand? Aurand?
Aurand.
Aurand of the Sports Business Journal broke the news yesterday that the WWE Backstage, as we know it, is apparently no mas, no more. He tweeted this out. FS1 is scaling back production on its boxing and WWE shoulder programming. WWE Backstage will no longer be produced weekly. It is eliminating Inside PBC, which is Professional Boxing Championship. I don't know what it is. This is sad. This is a bummer.
This is a bummer.
Double-digit job losses as a result. SBJ Media will have the full story tonight.
Yeah, that's a bummer. You don't like to hear about people losing their job.
That's awful. In a follow-up, John Alba is reporting that FS1 will be stripping WWE Backstage back to airing only around pay-per-views and big shows, but none of the cuts will affect SmackDown status on Friday nights on Fox. Says around 20 people lost their jobs today through boxing and WWE divisions. That's a big bummer. PW Insider.
Again, we don't want to hear about people losing their job. This sucks.
Yeah. PW Insider has some additional details, noting that, quote, Fox held a meeting several hours ago to inform everyone working on WWE Backstage that the series was done in its current format for now. Among those who worked on the series, the belief is the show is completely done beyond the outside chance that it could be used for special programming. Down the line, there is no game plan for such a thing currently, but things are being left open with the idea that FS1 could do more if they choose to do so. And then, of course, Fox Sports issued a statement to Post Wrestling, which read, today, we announced programming changes designed to better address the needs of our business. As a result, some positions in our production department have been eliminated. Again, that's a bummer. But the thing is, dude, this was kind of doomed from the start. I mean, bringing in CM Punk, that was a cool thing because he always had some, like, you know, he always liked to, you know, play the whole, oh, I'm going to shoot on stuff and change culture. Yeah,
sometimes
or
he did. Sometimes he did. He never really seemed like he held his tongue if he had an opinion. Even if it, you know, flew in the face, whatever WWE was trying to do, he never seemed to have any issue saying what he wanted to say.
The most interesting stuff was from him. It was, you know, the more behind the, like the shoot type stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think too often with this kind of show, they feel the need to not peel the curtain away too much. Like, dude, honestly, it's called Backstage. People are fascinated by what actually happens backstage. We would not have jobs if people were not fascinated by backstage goings on. And if they actually produced a show, because I mean, they kind of have this anyways with 24, day of, 365, all that stuff. Yeah. Where you get to see process stuff. You get to see what's going on behind the scenes. Like The Last Ride is the best example currently, where you get to see who The Undertaker really is. And they do a damn good job giving us what Mark Calloway is, you know?
Yeah.
If it's that kind of thing. But I mean, dude, these days, especially with the pandemic, like it's just Zoom calls between Renee Young, Booker T, and Mark Henry that don't really add a whole ton of insight to what's going on. And I love all those people, but it doesn't really interest me all that much.
It'd be interesting if at any point during the run of the show, you know, do a segment, whether it be weekly or just periodically, if it's just a one-time thing, take us inside the writer's room.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Even if it has to be before Vince shows up for whatever, you know, I don't understand that. Vince apparently doesn't like being on TV anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they've been interested in you know, showing behind the curtain to a degree. That's one area they seem to consider kind of off limits still, is what's going on in the writer's room, you know?
And yet,
no creative process based on characters, individual characters, usually individual wrestlers in terms of how they approach character. But not very often do we actually see what happens in these writer's rooms, pitch sessions, any of that stuff.
And yet, the head writer of their two biggest brands, Raw and SmackDown, has a podcast where he does exactly that. They let him do that, man. Mm-hmm. Like, why not? Why don't you bring Pritchard on? I mean, I know he's a very busy guy.
Yeah, he's a busy dude these days.
But, like, you know, he's obviously okay, you know, having his brain picked by Conrad on his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Bring some of that stuff. People love that kind of stuff. You know, have him sit down with some of the wrestlers and have them bring Conrad on the backstage.
Well, that'd be
just
great.
Make backstage something to wrestle with.
That'd be fantastic. That'd be fantastic. Anyways, again, bummer people are losing their job, especially given the current situation where work's going to be hard to come by. That sucks to hear. Hopefully everybody finds something to lands on their feet.
Yeah, I mean, there does seem to be, like, there are productions that are starting, like, preliminarily starting back mm-hmm. up, so hopefully mm-hmm. there's more jobs out there for these people. And finally, Larson, you know, obviously we talked about The Last Ride. Our Last Ride last episode is up right now on our channel.
Uh-huh.
But there was, you know, obviously we talked in that episode, The Undertaker, he never really said he is retired. He said, at this point, I have no desire to get back in the ring, but Vince can still use me in an emergency situation.
Yes.
Break glass to get Undertaker for another match. And so, of course, Mark Calaway, The Undertaker, he's been going on this sort of press tour to promote The Last Ride, and he's not stopping. In fact, he had a pit stop, if you will, with Sports Illustrated's Justin Barrasso for a pretty in-depth interview. I mean, it's not huge, but there's a lot going on there. And of course, at the very end, he broaches the subject of his retirement. And shock, surprise, wow. Larson, he sort of gave a non-answer, but there's a little bit more meat here.
Yeah, maybe.
It's
a different approach to kind of the same thing. So Barrasso brings up the idea of we might have an answer come next March, of course, next March, roughly, WrestleMania season. This is what uh-huh. Undertaker had to say. Quote, physically, I'm not going to do that. It's become harder and harder to do what I do. My mind is saying yes, but my body is saying, slow your roll. There's got to be a time where I step aside. It's a lot on my body to work even the limited schedule that I do. I still have young children. I need to think about them too. I can't do the things I used to do. But if my name is on the card, my goal is to try to go out and steal the show. I can't go out and perform half-ass. Otherwise, I'm cheating somebody. Ultimately, I will be the one to make that decision.
That line right there, ultimately, I will be the one to make that decision. Didn't you already make the decision? They did a Travis Strait show, song.
George Troubadour.
Strait. George Strait. Travis Strait, George Strait.
Yeah.
I don't know my new country.
I don't think George Strait's considered a new country, man. He
I don't know my
that.
Modern country. The 80s are still modern to me, dude.
That's kind of the transition from more kind of a traditional country to new country in my mind.
It's not too far. Yeah, I agree. It's not too far from Garth Brooks, and then from then it's like Toby Keith and whatever we have today. that's it's such a limited understanding. I watched the Ken Burns country music documentary up until like the 60s because I don't care much about after that. Well, that's not true. A lot of Waylon Jennings stuff was, I think.
Yeah, Waylon Jennings is doing a bunch of stuff in the 70s.
I like the 30s stuff, like when like country first started and stuff. That was crazy. Anyways, like the original Carter family or whatever.
Yeah. Anyways, not answer from Mark Calaway. Really, we won't know until if he doesn't wrestle at Survivor Series, especially if Survivor Series happens in front of a crowd. I'd feel pretty. Not 100%. Pretty confident that he's probably actually done.
I think I'm going to say this. I'll say this. If he is announced for the Hall of Fame, like the next Mania one, I don't know. I mean, they're probably going to, maybe at SummerSlam they'll do like a thing or Survivor's, whenever they got a crowd or something, they'll do this past year's Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
But the next one, if he's in that, that's it for sure. Until he does the Hall of Fame, I think he's probably going to keep it open, dude.
I mean, Kurt Angle wrestled after he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. So
yeah, but something tells me it's wrestling. It's wrestling. Yeah. Anything's possible. If he just blows all his money, of course he's going to come back. He's on a 15-year contract.
Anyways,
that's it for News Brief. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.